Hi, everybody. Me, I'm back. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. Like I said, I've been off for a while, and now I'm back. So excited, and we have so many things coming up. I wanted to say them very quickly, and then I'll bring on our wonderful special guest. We have classes coming up all over the world. I mean, this is why I haven't been here. Been going everywhere. And we have classes coming up in on the QHHT classes in May next month, just in a few weeks in Machu Picchu. Can you imagine that? How cool that's going to be to do. And these are the level two class, the level one companion class in Machu Picchu. And then in, let's see, that's May. Then in June, the end of June, we'll be in China. And then in July, be in Byron Bay, Australia. And then let's see, August in England at Stonehenge. We actually have tickets to be inside the circle at Stonehenge. These are such magnificent places we're going to. High energy. Oh my gosh, you combine high energy places and vortex and all these special things that they are with QHHT energy that goes on in these classes. I guess Tracy just sent me an icon, a little bit of girl, and it's so cute. It's like the head exploding. That's kind
Yes.
of what I see
No
right
kidding.
now. Okay, so that's August, and oh, September we'll be in Mount Shasta, and Sedona. We'll be doing a level one class live in Sedona. I mean, can you believe these places? And then October, I think it's October. I'm losing track. That's after that, we'll be in the south of France and then in Egypt.
I love that I'm losing track. That's good.
Just to give you an idea that we are going to be all over the place. So the best way to keep track of it or to look and see where we are is to go to the website, QHHTofficial.com, and we'll have all the classes listed. So if you've ever been interested in QHHT, you can do the online class or do these live classes. It's
Love
Anyway,
it.
I can't wait to see you. This is just wonderful. I love this world. I love this life I'm living. Yeah, it's really cool. So yeah, it's very mobile life.
Very mobile indeed. Wow. But
Okay, so don't want to waste any time and take time away from our wonderful, lovely guest. And I can be this way with her because we are really, really good friends. So I can
it's
so
about to get weird in here, guys.
exactly.
I'm glad to see the fish are swimming today. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, and this isn't the tank that has the one that goes after the others. This is the
Oh, good.
nice tank. So
Okay.
yeah. Okay, well, without further ado, how about I bring you on, Tracy? This is Tracy Mahan, and
Hello, everyone.
she is, let's see, level two QHHT practitioner, and she is our practitioner of the month. Yay! So exciting. And then also, my gosh, you've got like, when I was putting your bio, your things on
Yeah,
the
I kind of wanted you to read that for me.
oh. Psychic medium is extraordinaire.
That's so funny.
hypnotherapist, NLP. What goes after NLP? NLP.
Neuro-linguistic programming.
No, but what goes after it? It was
Oh,
NLP something.
there's clean language or oh, now you got me lost. I have an idea. Let me just go read it myself. I'll just go read my own bio, you guys. I'm just gonna do that.
Don't want me on my computer.
Metaphorical symbology, that kind of a thing. If there was a class, I probably took it. That's probably what we should just say. If there was a class, I took it. But yeah, so I have the symbolic modeling is what I want to say, and it's working with your metaphors. And then family coaching and EFT, which is the emotional freedom technique, and then the intuitive work and mediumship. So yeah.
Yeah, which is really cool. And that's why
That's really cool.
really
And
cool.
recently the Ascension sessions. Yes.
Exactly. Ascension sessions and Well, I'll just go ahead and say it now. I mean, why not? We'll just start off with a bang. We've been why not? Hey, this isn't scripted. We really didn't know how we were going to go with this, but this is how it goes with us. We just
We just go.
go, and then it's wild and it's wonderful every single time.
This
So
ride requires seat belts.
yes. So the latest thing that you've had, but besides the ascension sessions or anything, are these DNA and channeling light language and all this stuff.
All of it, yeah.
I mean, this girl's got her hand in everything, and she's dragging me along with her.
Both of them.
She just pulls me right along, so I'm getting in there too. But you are so magnificent in your intuitive abilities, and I'm always in awe with you.
Oh, thank
And
you.
I really do admire you, and I want to be like you or be you when I grow up. So, because you
Just
are
keep hanging
so
out with me. I'll rub off eventually.
right. Well, this is and what you're so good at with me, what you do with me is you're always pushing me, outside my things.
Not
My,
literally, you guys. Well, maybe. I might have done that once or twice.
I think you might have, but yeah. So if anybody, if you ever want to be challenged or kind of pushed and stretched and things like that, here's your girl.
I'm your girl.
Absolutely.
That should be on my website. You want to be pushed, stretched, knocked off the cliff without your wings?
You'll learn to fly really quick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if I see something in you, I'm just going to keep poking at it until you see something in you. So.
I can't understand why you keep pushing in this one direction. I'm like, why does she keep doing that? That's not what I do. And then
Or is it?
I know. Because then I start doing
And you do it well, very well.
it.
Yes.
I'll take your word for it. So anyway.
This is the way I like to look at a compliment because I look at the world is our mirror, right? So when someone pays me a compliment, it goes right to the heart because I know that you're seeing something in me that you have in yourself that you recognize.
That's good.
So
That's
when
nice.
you're complimenting me, I'm just like, oh, she doesn't even know how much she's loving herself right now. It's
Oh,
awesome.
okay. Well, that is so cool how much you loved yourself just then.
Just keep doing this.
Thank
You
you.
guys, we're just going to keep loving ourselves by complimenting each other. And we encourage you
I
all to
love
do the
that
same.
because that is so much, especially now, is what I'm seeing. It's like immediately things are coming in and just being your mirror and being your reflection all the time. So I think that's a good way, just good to say it just right off because we're dealing with that
Exactly. Yeah.
constantly.
Well, everything. Everything is. So,
Exactly.
yeah, you're creating that reality for a reason, and it's coming back to you. And it's so if you're really enjoying life, don't worry about it. But if there's something you don't like, time to sit down. Maybe call me. Yeah.
Little
I'll
plug
push
there.
those buttons. I'll push those buttons. I'm gonna push you off the cliff. I'm gonna stretch your stretch you out of that box.
But she does
Okay.
it totally with love.
Yeah, exactly. And Julie and I did the Conscious Life Expo in LA together, and we did this magnificent thing called the Aura Pictures. And what did she say about my aura picture?
You always want to know why,
Right.
why?
Now, if you're listening to this on the radio, you're not seeing the face Julia is making. So there's a little face with that. Why? It kind of matches the wine she did with it. Why? But
It's accurate, isn't it?
I will sit there and ask you why 100 times until we figure out. We'll dig deep. But I do it in a nice way. I can't cuss on here, right? That's a no. I can't be like, why the beep? Are you doing that?
You can mildly, I think, but
Mild
very mildly.
smiled mouth. Okay.
Actually, that's good because it keeps people guessing as to what was in there.
Yeah. Of course.
Okay, so let's just go back a little bit and just how did you get into this crazy world that we're
Mom and
in?
dad brought me.
Very good. Oh, and I thank them. I really
Yeah, I appreciate them. Matter of fact, dad told the story of how they met today, to some friends, and it always cracks me up because they were supposed to go on a date and mom wasn't there. She wasn't ready, and I'll keep it as short as I can. But he was fed up with that idea that she wasn't there when he went to pick her up, so he went to go leave and his car wouldn't start. Guys, I'm here because God killed my dad's battery on the car. He wasn't having it anymore. She didn't show up to the date. He was leaving, and then she gets there, and so of course they decide, okay, well, we're here, we might as well go. And the rest is history. And yeah, he got his car jumped started, and the battery never went dead again. So what?
I
Yeah.
guess it was meant to be.
It was meant to be. It's the story of how I got here. It's the start of the story. So anyway, how did I get to which part of here?
Well, in all of this, I have a feeling you weren't born being a medium. Weren't born
Weren't
knowing
we
all
all
this.
born with that, though?
Well, we were, but we didn't consciously know it, or it was, or we lost it somewhere. I mean, we didn't lose it, but we forgot it.
Okay.
We had
Yeah,
it.
that's a good way to put it.
And
We
then we kind of then okay, so at what point did you remember that?
Okay, so that's a good question. So a year before I was born, my grandfather, my mom's dad got killed in a car accident. And for as long as I can remember, I used to be like, I think grandpa's talking to me, kind of a thing. Okay. So I would get messages that eventually I started to realize that these aren't, that's not my thoughts. These are things coming in. I remember one time being, I grew up Catholic, and in the Catholic Church, at some point you turn to each other and you say, peace be with you, and you shake each other's hands. I must have been maybe 7 or 8 years old, and clearly in my ear, I'm hearing, tell the person next to you it's going to be okay. Well, I didn't. And the fact that I didn't has stuck with me my entire life, and it stuck with me because that was spirit letting me know back then that I could hear them. And it was so surreal, and it was such a moment and impactful because I felt bad that I never said that to this person. They needed to hear it, and I didn't say it. And yet I'm a kid, and I'm thinking I'm making this stuff up in my head. But I can hear it in my ear today. I can hear it. And then there was a friend of my brother's got killed in a car accident when he was 17, and so I was 14 at the time, and I went to his funeral, and this guy was like a brother to me, and I went to his funeral, and I felt excited, happy, joyful, uplifted, and I feel like celebrating, and I felt so bad. I was like, why do I feel like this? I should be crying. Everybody else is crying. This is like my brother, but I just couldn't shake that feeling of being happy and just being like, pick your best mood ever and then amplify that. It was really a great feeling. And I mean, I tried to force myself to cry so I could fit in the whole thing. And later, so then there was another incident where I was driving my car. At this point, I was 16 and I was driving my car. And this is when I clearly remember hearing my grandfather in my head saying, you need to get rid of this car, you're going to get hit. Well, the car was a color that would really blend into the road. And, of course, I'm sitting there going, okay, making that up, making that up. And I pull out in front, or I pull out on the highway, and I just happen to pull out. And this car comes up over the hill really fast, like faster than they should have been, and almost hit me. Well, it turned out to be somebody that I knew, because I live in a small town, by the way. So it turned out to be somebody I knew, and they come up later and they said, oh my God, that scared me so bad. I thought I was going to hit you. I didn't see you. Right? Chills. Okay, time to get rid of that car. And so I did. And that was kind of the start of me really realizing that, you know, we are getting these messages. And then I started working for a department store that a gal that was working there was doing dream analogy. And then that's when it really took off. And I was about 19 years old. And I just had to know more. I journaled my dreams, and in journaling those and analyzing them, came across a past life. And as soon as I had the full aha moment of the past life, something really major that was going on in my life just cleared. It just cleared and never came back. And I felt so much relief from it. I was like, I gotta know more. And that started my pursuit. So yeah. Then synchronicity brought me to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And if you want to know what those things are, go to my website, because we just listed them and Julia and I are not going to remember them. But that's where you'll find the next thing and the next thing. But yeah, I mean, it was a wonderful journey of meeting beautiful people. I had the most amazing teachers, and I just feel very fortunate for the kind of teaching I had and the responsible teachers that I had. They taught me the right way.
And did you find, like, when you were, it was time for the next part, the person just comes into your life or something just happens and it's always right there?
Exactly. It really is. All the psychic and intuitive stuff, I was watching TV and folding clothes, and it was James Von Prague's show that came on, and I was watching that, and there was a commercial that came on, Psychic Fair, and of all places, it was in Salem, Oregon. Salem. Okay, right? I went, and I went by myself, which if you knew me back then, you'd be like, wow, that was pretty bold. That's not something I would normally do. And I had two small kids, and I went. And the person I got a reading from, very first reading ever in my life, he's still a friend to this day. To this day. Yeah. And then I had to tell everybody about it because it was amazing. He looked at past lives for me. I was a little Aborigine boy that jumped, and my rope was too long, and I died. I was like, oh, no. You know, those little jump into manhood things or something. I don't know. It was some sort of ceremony, and I did not survive it. So anyways, so yeah, there was a lot of really amazing people that I'd met along the way that taught me the next thing. And so mom and I would go to these Wednesday night groups, and we'd learn how to read auras, how to look at handwriting, how to tune in empathically, how to listen to our angels. I mean, it was every week was something, and somebody would speak on it. And I just couldn't get enough of it. And then I always wanted to go into the hypnosis. Well, I end up with this friend that was taking hypnosis classes. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I could afford to do that. And at the time, guys, I had just gone through a divorce. I had three small kids at home, and I was trying to figure out how to pay bills. And I was like, I really wish I could do that. Well, then I'm talking to the teacher, and he says, well, I'll take payments each month. And I said, well, how much would those payments be? Oh, about $400 a month. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Well, to me, you might as well have said $1 billion. And next thing I know, I'm getting this phone call from a neighbor that says, is there any chance that my kids could go to your house right after school, and then I'll pick them up after work? I'll pay you $100 a week. How much is that a month, right? I was like, and my house was close to the school, so they could just walk there. And so I did that. And there we go. You know, I was just synchronicity. I think I told you how I came across QHHT. My friend Sherry come in. We were doing a Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. And she come in. She handed me her business card. She had written Dolores Cannon, Three Ways of Volunteers on the back. I had one of the Convoluted Universe books here, but I wasn't as familiar as I should have been with your mom. And she hands me that card and she goes, you're going to be doing this. You need to get this book and read about it. So here's something that I probably didn't share with you. I got the book. I never even made it through the first chapter because I would cry reading the book. I couldn't read it, but I knew that I had to do this. Mm-hmm. And so I put it out there to the universe that I wanted to do this. And an angel showed up and talked to me, and I was sharing with him how excited I was about QHHT and I want to get started with it. And a week later, he comes over, hands me the money, and says, go take your course. So, and the ball keeps rolling, and it just keeps getting better and better. So here we are. We're talking, and we're having fun, and life is amazing.
It is.
Yeah. So that's my journey, and that's how I found QHHT. I love it. It changes lives. It's changed my life big time. So
how so?
How so? Well, I don't know. Let's see. Gosh, since August when I took level two, I started channeling the Octurians. I tapped into another dimension that I had access to, and it opened me up to more gifts that I didn't know I had. And I will say this, though. Years ago, a lady wrote me a letter about who I was, and I found it. And in that letter, she says, you will communicate with aliens, off-planet beings, blah, 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 and you will give messages. I mean, it was like everything that I'm doing. I was like, oh my gosh, that is so cool to run across that letter. Yeah. So, but yeah, so that's what started the Ascension sessions and just bringing other people to a new level of awakening, meeting their councils, meeting the groups, the beings that they're working with off planet. It is amazing. So, all right. How about you, Julia?
Well, I was just going to ask. So, no.
Okay, if you guys don't know that story.
So in these some of these sessions that you're doing and you're getting these counsels and everything, what kind of information is coming through? Just
so well, like, in the
what's the purpose
sessions, I mean, there's a lot of information that comes through. So I'm sure everyone listening knows how the QHHT sessions work. The Ascension sessions, what happens is that's really about cleaning up your energy. It's about going in and cleaning up the aura, finding the fragmented pieces, healing them, bringing them back to you to make you whole again. And once you're whole again, then you get to go meet the councils that you work with. But they don't seem to want to take you until you've done the work to clear up the energy, to do the forgiveness. We go to a healing circle. We bring in healing. There's just a whole ceremony that goes on before the person actually gets taken to meet their councils. I've had people go to the fairies, fairy realm, the dragon realm, the heaven. I've had heaven, the Andromedans, the Octurians, the archangels. Gosh, I've been to so many places with these guys, and it's so amazing. And usually the messages would be more about letting them know who they are, you know, who they are as energy, that they're more than just the human part. And some people will get messages, but a lot of times they get activated. And what I mean by activated is, next thing you know, they are writing out light language, they're speaking light language, they're doing healing on levels they haven't done it before. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily that they're told they're going to be doing this stuff. It's that they just get activated. We ask for any upgraded frequencies, downloads, codes, whatever. It's kind of like updating your computer. You just go in and, you know, we got rid of, rebooting it like somebody had to do today. But we go in and we get rid of all the programs that aren't working anymore. And that gives us room to reboot and bring in new programs. So that's kind of what we do in those. And of course, that can be brought into a QHHT session as well. And QHHT just goes even deeper. So that's where you get all your beautiful, juicy little questions answered and healings way beyond. Yeah. So
well, on healings, because I always love, you know me, I love to talk about healings. And so what kind of healings have you seen in your sessions?
In my sessions? I've seen, gosh, I should have wrote some of this down so I'm not on the spot. You know how your mind goes blank when you're on the spot. I always tend to go to my own personal ones because I remember them better, because I kind of go into a trance with you guys when I'm in the sessions, which makes it harder to remember. But I've had all kinds of things heal. And by the way, Julia's talked me through a kidney stone, by the way. Just share that story. But I had my shoulder, which was hurting really bad. That got healed. A lot of psychological stuff, like my own self-doubt and things like that, I've overcome a lot of things with that. What I've seen with my clients is things like IBS, fibromyalgia. I'm trying to think, you guys, sorry. It's been quite a ride with it. Usually a lot of the stuff that people come in for with me isn't always necessarily a physical symptom, but there's a lot of emotional things, a lot of relationship things.
Right.
And, you know, we're able to clear up what's going on with that relationship and why is it happening like that? And what was the contracts with that or whatever the information that's coming through. I mean, the higher self, the superconscious knows what they need to know. And so we just ask and we get the answers. I know there's got to be a really good juicy one in there. You know what? Let's keep talking. And then when you're right in the middle of one of your really great stories, I'm going to interrupt it and I'm going to tell you what I remembered about a really good one that happened. Okay. By the way, I got to speak to a dragon on one of my, you know, that's one of the things when you go into your past lives or you go into the SC, the superconscious, sometimes you don't know where you're going to go. And I got to go talk to a dragon. He was more serious than I thought.
Oh, serious? Okay. I'd say, what was that like?
Yeah. And I was asking him a lot of questions, like, what's it like in the dragon realm? What do you guys do there? What happens there? And I do know that it was like a place, like a void is what he would call it. It was like a in-between spaces or something like that, and that they were part of creation. And when they created the dragons, the dragons also went into the space of duality. And so that's why we get both stories of the dragons. You know, you get the dragons that are the good dragons, and you get the dragons where slay the dragon, you know, you got to kill the dragon because they're eating everyone. But the dragon had a really deep voice. So luckily it was a man that was talking. It was talking through because his voice went so deep. I was like, poor guy's going to be so hoarse when he's done with this because he's deep, deep voice. But that was about 4 years ago. So I don't remember all the details. I just remember that was pretty exciting. I got to talk to Archangel Ariel. Yeah, so there's some really neat things that can come through in these sessions.
Absolutely. And it's all for information for the client. I mean,
yeah.
What they need, obviously.
Yeah, that particular client was Archangel Ariel's right-hand angel. And that was funny because he was saying that, so I said, okay, so you were at the right hand of Archangel Ariel. And he goes, yeah. And I'm asking, am I a volunteer? And I'm hearing, well, you were volunteered. Kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. pushing that little chickie out of the nest.
Yeah, here, we're volunteering you.
Yeah, short straw, boom. So anyways, it is kind of fun to talk to these different levels of consciousness and different dimensions and realities. And, you know, they're just as real. They're right there and they're communicating and we're just a vibration away, right? So we just got to figure out that frequency.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like, they keep saying it's like a radio. You know,
yeah.
We just tune into the frequency and that's it. We just shift our frequency to it, you know, and
yeah.
then we're there.
Yeah. So Juliet agreed to do a channel today, by the way. So that's.
I did not. Don't you dare. But Tracy did.
Oh, my God. That was too funny. The look on her face, you guys, if you're listening live, that was great. She has really big eyes, it turns out.
Yeah, I channel very discreetly. I don't do this. I am a channel.
Yeah. Just wait until you're standing on a stage in front of a bunch of people. There you go.
That's how they like to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they go, we want to talk.
Yeah. As you're trying to move on with your grandiose speech that you had prepared. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I said, nope, we're coming in. Forget
we
that.
Have a message.
We have other plans.
Yeah, maybe that falls under we plan and God laughs or something like that. Yeah.
So that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Totally. As to why, you know, why things go the way they go.
Exactly.
God's having a ball.
So. Yeah. Anyway, so what else you got? If you're not going to channel.
I'm not. If they come through with a message, I will let it through.
Okay. Well, we open that door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I'm hearing.
Told ya. That's where my psychic piece came in. I knew.
They're saying, because I saw you at the deck of cards right at the very beginning when we first, and they're saying Tracy is going to pull a card of a message, or at least one card, but you're gonna of a message for
The
the audience.
collective. All right.
Okay.
Well, we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you like the message, go to my YouTube page because I do this twice a week.
And so what would that, while you're shuffling, what would that, because your website is tracymahan.com.
Yep. And oh, look at that. That's a beautiful card. We're going to like that. Tracy Mahan, QHHT on YouTube. So, yeah. You can find me over there, or you can find the. I usually post the card readings on my website as well, so you can find me. You can find it. I'm easy to find, and I'm easy. I mean that in the nicest way possible.
See what
Oh,
happens, girl.
goodness, we are liking this. Now I'm going to add to the flavor of that reading.
Is what we do every night. This is our thing. So I just wanted to share it with all of you because we have all.
Julia's life looks like. Yeah. Don't ever find a single friend. They have a lot of time on their hands. I mean me, not Julia.
Me.
Oh my goodness, this is too funny. I'm so not laying these out like I usually do either. They're just coming up in random order. Oh. See, I do this too. I make a lot of noise so people wonder, what is she looking at?
Yeah,
Okay. Well,
sounds
and
serious.
I'm gonna it does. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. I can't see any of it with my glasses on. So okay. So let's look at what this is. Ah. See, if I don't like the dead air, so I am gonna make noise. Sometimes it's the Jeopardy music. If you like that, tune in.
I will speak over you if I do it, so I'm going to do
Well, you could do it for me, and then I wouldn't have that.
it.
Okay. Oh my goodness, you guys, what is going on? I'm getting such conflicting readings with these cards. I think we have two different things going on. Somebody is really going through a challenging time here, but the good news is whatever the delay is, it's bringing about a very positive change. So if you're feeling frustrated, you're going through something and you're feeling frustrated and there's a delay or things just aren't moving like you feel like you're trudging through mud, it don't worry about it. Everything is in divine timing and don't give up. Wow, somebody's throat chakra is closed off. I'm going to have to clear that. Okay. Stop laughing. I hear that. Okay. So there is some fear around money, and that's probably quite a few energies out there, fear around the money. There's going to be a change in direction. Maybe it's a change in job. Maybe it's a change in the way you're looking at something or approaching something. If you're self-employed, you're going to get inspired with some information or some ideas. And that's going to bring in the money that you need. So don't give up. Don't give up. Okay. For those of you who are actually trying to ignore the fact that you have a problem going on or that there's an argument going on, that there's something that is getting in the way of progress, if you're just trying to pretend that's not there, that's not helping you. Okay. But the relief is coming. That might be where the clogged throat came in because
Could
that came
be,
in right
yeah.
as the reading did. There is relief coming, but you need to be present with what is going on. They're not going to move it. It's that saying, God's more interested in changing you than your situation. So once you do the shift and you do the change, then the situation can move again. So if that feels like it applies to you, take a moment to look at that. And you're going to find that that's going to shift for you. Some of you are dealing with some inner child work. There's some stuff from your past, from childhood, that is starting to show up for you. And you need to also be very present with that. That might be related to the last one where you're pretending there isn't a problem, because it's hard to look at because it is such an old energy and it's bringing up some old stuff for you. Now, the good news is for us single people, there's a twin flame coming, or a relationship that is of a deeper, more meaningful connection. So yay to the singles. And if you are married, see, the itchy nose thing came in too.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
We'll talk about that in a minute. So if you are married, then it's time to put some energy into your relationship, because you can really build it up. And there is love and connection waiting for you in the relationship you're currently in. So just reassess yourself in that relationship. What can you do to make it better? And when you do that, some big happy changes are coming. Okay, there we go. That's
wonderful.
Yeah. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Okay, your turn.
My turn. Okay, the nose, itchy nose. What? I want to bring attention to that. I want to see if anybody else, you know, if you're having some of these things too that we've been experiencing, and I've noticed some other people talking about it. But like so many times when we're talking, when we do our evening, and it's not every evening that we do this, but it's...
No, that sounded a little obsessive, but...
Yeah. But it's frequent. It's frequent. I mean, but this is our, you know, it's wonderful.
It's so, our addiction. We got it.
and we do different things where we're kind of pushing and stretching. I mean, it's our growth arena. It's just a kind of a playground. And we
let you... I'm going to date myself, but have you ever seen those toys where you grab them and they're rubbery and you pull on their arms and they stretch? And
yeah
that's uh-huh. That's kind of more our age group, maybe, for toys.
Gumbo, Gumby.
No, this is like the wrestlers or whatever.
They were made of
stretchy.
Okay.
Yeah, and you could take their arms and stretch them when you're saying we stretch each other. I just kind of... Mm-hmm. I kind of see that in my head.
Absolutely. So it's like, yeah, it's just, you know, and that's a fun thing to do. I mean, it's that way you're having a great time and you're being productive. I mean, you're growing and stretching and building your abilities and stuff without even really realizing it.
Right. It's happening. Yeah.
But one of the things that we've noticed is so many times when we're doing this, the nose starts itching, and sometimes it goes wild and everything. And so we're determined that it's something.
We're determined.
Yeah, we're determined that it is something. It's not just the nose itching, because it doesn't happen most of the other time.
No, if we're just talking, it doesn't happen. It's when we start getting deeper into the energy work and stuff, then it's like, off the hook.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I was wondering if anybody else is noticing things like that. And I've noticed it's been more so the last week, I think, but it's funny that we always talk about this is like it's a joke, but memory. I mean, cannot hold on to things. I mean, they're just, it's like just now. Now is all that matters. Now is all that you need to even be thinking about, because everything else is just, it's like wisps, you know, trying to get it back.
Exactly. Yeah. Very true. Yeah.
And another thing I've noticed is balance and stuff, and kind of being, have you noticed anything like that? Being like,
not at all. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's just me.
That's just
being
you.
Drunk?
That is, you got to put down the sauce.
I think I'm drunk. Because it's like,
that's not apple juice.
So I think these are some, but oh, who was, you were telling, yeah, that there's some really big energy that just recently came in, or we had some shifts or things. And so if you're experiencing some things.
Yeah. The solar flares, there's shifts coming in. And there's, okay. So one of the things I do, guys, is I do a channel with Jason Ballet, and we have a YouTube, and we just did one today. It'll come out in a couple of days, but he asked me questions, and he was asking me about these frequency shifts, or I should say he's asking the channel, because I usually don't remember the answers very well. But I do know that there's a big one coming in August. Like, they keep talking about the big one in August. But the exciting thing about the big one in August is that if we're all doing our work and we're all getting our old energies out the door and making the room for the new ones to come in, this energy in August is about self-healing. Like physical symptoms. We're talking like, you know, the big stuff, you know, you got aches and pains, you've got a disease, you got whatever, this frequency, if you're ready to do the work, will help you clear it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So
cool.
But if you're not ready for it, it's going to feel like you just hit a wall, and okay. You're going to have to, you're probably going to experience moodiness. Whatever the symptom is, it's going to get amplified. So that's the warning label that comes with it. It's just like any prescription. I don't know. Maybe you could list off a bunch of side effects, you know.
Yeah. This may cause blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what this wave will be. You know, it's your prescription. But if you, you know, if you're not ready for it, then it could amplify the problem. So if you're feeling like things are amplified, it's time to sit with it.
Well, exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's like, to me, it's not like it's a bad thing. It's just saying, hey, you need to look at this.
Yeah.
Like, this is something, it's being brought up and it's made really loud.
What do you call that? The psychic 2x4 or 10x6. So, yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't see it as any, because I don't want, it's not a bad thing. It's just a get to know yourself thing.
Getting to know you.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, I sang. Sorry about yours.
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a beautiful voice. What?
I love being your mirror. If only I could hear what you were hearing. That would have been so nice. But it's funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Let's see. So what was that like, the activation? You got activated. We just have a few minutes left here, so I just want to kind of bring back to that, because I'm sure people are going, okay, what was that about? What was the activation that you got in level 2, or what happened there? And then what did you notice after that?
I know, we should have brought the Octurian in. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that on one of the shows, or do our own little thing with that. But I went home kind of on a cloud from that trip. And then I went over to a friend of mine's house where we do exchanges with each other. And she went to put me into a hypnosis, and I took off. And that was the first time that had happened. And the Octurian came in. It was bouncing off the walls, giving us information. It was pretty crazy. And when I came out of that, I had so much energy. And by the way, that also, all that energy that's been coming in has given me more energy. And apparently that also means burning more calories. So I lost a bunch of weight. So yeah. Everyone keeps asking me, what are you doing? What's your diet? And I said, you can't just say Octurian activation, you know. That, so I just go, I don't know. I went to Arkansas. but.
Oh, okay.
And he says that at 555. Okay. So that just invited it, didn't it? He just, yeah. Okay. So anyway, yeah. So the activation, it's kind of like having this team that I'm now very aware of, and they are always there. And I can, at first it was like I had to stop and check in and meditate for a minute to get them in there. But now it's like, okay, I just close my eyes and ask them if they want to come in and give a message, and they will. And you know when they're there because my voice changes or becomes very quiet, as Julia has experienced.
Yeah, I was having a really hard time hearing you.
Like, what? I can't hear you. Speak up, you stinking channel.
No. And another thing that happens is your face twitching.
Yes, my face twitches. It's funny. I can hear my lip twitch, my eyes twitch, everything's twitching.
Okay, so on that basis, that's just saying, it's like, okay, if that's happening in the channeling, then that's indicating it's that higher vibration. So mm-hmm. I think the nose is itching like that. It's that higher vibration is around or something. So
yeah, we could go with that until we get the real answer.
Sure. That sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
It sounds unbelievable.
That's funny.
So, am I putting you on the spot since we just got permission to go a little longer?
We did get permission to go a little longer.
We did.
Yeah.
Would you like to call them in and see if they have anything to say?
We can. Do you have some questions for them?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
They like to be asked questions. They don't just have a message for everybody?
They might. I usually, I haven't done it that way before, where it's just a message for everybody. I usually do this with somebody that has a stack of questions. So
I guess that could be the question is, if they have a message for maybe where we are in our, in everything going on, what's happening, and maybe like for humanity, that kind of thing. That's a really big, broad question.
It is a big, broad question. I'm just seeing how many of them are here for us. So what happens, you guys, is I have an Octarian that is my gatekeeper, and the gatekeeper will bring in other councils. So sometimes I'm shown things before I go into the channel. It feels like there's a large audience here, not of this world at this moment.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Here's another thing that will happen is my eyes feel like I can't hardly keep them open. And so I'm going to go ahead and close the eyes and just let that come in. And there's the twitching. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do first is we're going to ask everybody to close their eyes. Unless you're driving, please do not close your eyes if you are driving. And we're just going to ask for any frequency updates and updated coding or downloads of any type for each individual in the highest and best good to please come through. And you have the option to ask for that for yourself. If that is not something you would like for today, then please just say no. There are many of you out there that are really struggling in certain areas of your life. And what we want to tell you is that your energy is fragmented. It is like static on a television. And we are seeing a lot of this being corrected right now. It is in the collective consciousness to correct the static, to bring this back to a place of peace and calm, to bring this into a space of smooth energy and beautiful colors. So what we would like you to do at this moment is to bring in a beautiful color of yellow. And as you bring in this beautiful color of yellow, please bring it in through the crown of your chakra, up through the crown of your head and down over your body. Just visualize it in your mind. See it going through your entire body. And then visualize expanding that out into the aura. And the aura is where we spend a lot of our time with you, because the aura is what holds the fragmented.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge bringing humanity closer to truth.